Thank you, Nate. And up next, please welcome Chelsea.
Okay. Hi, you guys. I'm Chelsea. I'm an alcoholic. I'm really happy to be here today. I'm really excited to be asked to speak, especially on this panel. Justice and I were just talking about how important, you know, God is in our recovery. And when Brandon and Emily at the time asked me, I was really honored and excited. And then Emily was like, well, I don't know that many people that have God in their recovery, so that's why I picked you. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. That's at least it's something. My recovery date is 11/1/2015. I have three sponsees right now. I'm taking one through the book. My home group is TRT Monday nights at the Pigeon Coop, all women's meeting. So if you are a lady and you want to come down, come on down. So God in my recovery, there's so much to say about the second step in God, for me at least, and what that looks like in my life today. And I know when I first got introduced to God, similar to the way Nathan was talking, I grew up in a very Catholic home. I'd like to kind of just say that I think Catholicism is a wonderful religion. I think if it works for you, that's amazing. I think that it's taught in a good way. I think I wasn't taught it in a proper way. I was taught it in a very shameful way, and a way that made me feel like I wasn't good enough, and that I wasn't going to ever be perfect, and that if I did X, Y, and Z, God wouldn't love me, and Jesus wouldn't love me, and I was going to hell. And that kind of was my entire childhood. That was the entire narrative of my childhood, was if I didn't perform a certain way, I wasn't going to be in heaven with the rest of my family. That was like perfect. And I really attribute that kind of upbringing to my using. I believe wholeheartedly that I'm an alcoholic. I know that it is, for me, it's genetic within my family. My grandparents, grandparents, grandparents have all died of alcoholism. I have uncles that have drank themselves to death. It's just runs rampant in my family, but I really attribute a lot of the way I was raised religiously to my using, because I didn't feel like I was good enough. And being an alcoholic, I don't know about you guys, but I have this spiritual malady, and I have this self-destructive way, and I have this belief that I'm not good enough, and that I have to do anything to fill this like God-shaped hole inside my heart. And being raised in that religion was really difficult for me. And I think I always believed in God. Like, it wasn't so much that I didn't believe in a God, I just didn't believe in that God. And when I first got sober, I had this sponsor, and she is actually an atheist. And she was very supportive of God, and she was very supportive of what, you know, God looks like in different recoveries in everyone's lives. And I explained to her my God, because I didn't even know I was kind of resentful at the God I was raised with. And I like explained what God was to her, and she's like, I want you to write down like everything God is to you. And I did, and I wrote down a list of what God looked like to me, how God played a role in my life. She's like, I want you to even write like how you pray to God. And I did at the time, and I read it to her, and she was like, I don't want to shame your God. Like, if that's your God, that's good, but it doesn't really sound like that's a healthy God. And that doesn't sound like a God that loves you and wants what's best for you and wants you to like prosper and be good and live a good life. And I remember I like went home that night and like meditated, because we were on step two, like came to believe, and I had realized like at the time that wasn't my God, and that I needed not so much to find a new God, but find a God that kind of cared about me and wanted me to be sober and like live a good life. And that was a really scary time for me, because I'd been raised in this religion for so long and was so fearful and so shameful, like I was explaining earlier, that I was afraid to explore any other gods. And for me, I just, you know, I prayed and I just kept trying to build a relationship with something that I didn't understand. And I know for me, like my sponsor always told me that, you know, you pray, you talk to God, and when you meditate, you listen. And I kind of just gave up the previous views that I had and tried to like make a new God. And I really like the second step, and I like the verbiage. I'm kind of a nerd with words. And I like how it says we came to believe. It didn't say we believe, this is absolute, everyone believes in this one God. It said we came to believe a power greater than ourselves. And for me, like I realized I didn't have to have a set in stone God right there and then. I could create my God, and I could come to believe in something. And that's what I did, and I worked with a lot of women, and I realize that I see God in people. And for me, like, I see God when I'm working the steps with another woman, or I see God when I'm on a 12-step call, and I see God, like, in this room today, and I see God in meetings. And, like, for me, it was just the willingness, you know, to let go of something that was hurting me and something that wasn't serving me anymore, and finding a new God. And I'm not going to say I understand what my God is today, because I really don't. Sometimes I think it would be easier if I just believed in, like, an organized religion God. I think it would be easier. And that's probably me just speaking out of ignorance and not knowing, because that's probably difficult for people too, you know, that come from, you know, churches and temples and whatnot. But I know for me, like, even when I was in that religion, like, when I was using, I went to college at the University of San Diego. It's a Catholic school on a hill. And I kept taking religious courses. And when I look back in hindsight, because hindsight's 2020, I realized I was always, like, looking for God. I was always looking for something that was concrete and something that made sense. Like, I took Buddhism classes, I took Hindu classes, I took Catholicism classes, I took everything. Because I think that we really, for me at least, like, deep down, I just wanted to believe in something greater than myself. And I knew when I first came into the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, when I looked and I saw that, like, only God could restore me to my sanity, like, I knew that was true. I didn't know what my God was, but I knew that that was true. That I knew that no human power, I knew my willpower couldn't bring me to God. And I think, you know, I found this God, like I was explaining. I started working with people, and I started talking and praying and meditating, and I found this God, and I was pleased with it, and I was happy with it, because my God was a God that, like, understood me and loved me and didn't think I was bad and didn't believe in shame. And at 18 months sober, I started questioning more and more what God was. And I didn't like the God that I had created, and the obsession had come back. And from 18 months to 2 years, every single day I had wanted to use, I wanted to drink. And I didn't really know why at the time. I didn't know that was the reason, because I was, like, questioning God so much, and I had stopped praying and I had stopped meditating, and I was like, do I even believe in God? Am I atheist? I just, like, went into this whole terrible twos kind of spiral situation. And when I realized that, like, my root of, like, how I got sober, because I think everyone's different, and, like, obviously the steps got me sober, but for me, like, finding that God and letting go of my Catholic God, like, that's what got me sober, and that's what relieved me of my alcoholism. And when I kind of lost that, that's when everything kind of started spiraling for me. And, like, luckily I was around a lot of good people that pushed me to get, you know, to go to more meetings and realize I wasn't praying and get me to open up more. And I, like, reconnected with God and restarted that relationship. And going on 4 years sober now, like, I can tell you today that I have a really strong relationship with a God of my own understanding. And I don't want to say don't ever question it, but I don't question it as much. And I know that, like, I'm always taken care of. And I know that whatever is going to happen is, like, God's will for me. And I think even in, like, the hardest part of my sobriety, my best friend passed away last September. And this is someone I grew up with, like, my entire life. And he was, like, my brother. And, like, I got really angry at God at that time period because he OD'd. And he obviously died of this disease. And for me, like, that was really hard. And that was a really difficult time in my life. And the part that makes me, like, grateful for this program and grateful for, like, a God of my own understanding is, no matter how upset I got at God in that moment, like, I still leaned on God and I still prayed and I still meditated and I still had to, like, accept that that person passed away and that God still had me and I needed to be here and, like, I deserved to be here. Because for me, like, that moment, I didn't understand why I got to live and this person got to die. And that's not my call. Like, that's God's call and that's God's judgment. And today, yeah, my God is, like, I'm solid in it, and I'm really happy that I have this gift and I have people around me that believe in God and that, you know, like, have the same interest in, you know, meditating and praying and whatnot. And I think it's cool to see kind of the light come on when I work with my sponsees, because I get to see God within them, you know, and I get to see, like, what that looks like for people. And I know for me, I used to be really judgmental just being raised in a religion I was in, of other people's gods and what that looked like for them and what they believed in and how they practiced it. And, like, today I can say that's not the case. And, like, thankfully to Alcoholics Anonymous, like, I'm able to understand, you know, where people are coming from and be tolerant and be patient and kind. And I just kind of, I don't know, I was talking to Andre, like, I can't imagine, like, not being, you know, like, not having faith. I think it would be really difficult. I sponsor women that are atheist. I have one sponsee that's atheist, and it's not hard for me to sponsor her. You know, I understand everyone has their own ways of doing it, and as long as you can get sober, that's all that matters to me. But I think for me, it would be a really lonely life, and it would be very difficult. And I think for me, it would just, I just can't imagine it. I have 1 minute left, and I think that's all I got. Thanks, guys.